Welcome to the Power of Proverbs. Ask the Holy Spirit to speak to you and the Lord of Glory to tell you a story that reveals the Father's heart for you. As you listen to today's reading of Proverbs, trust that the God who created you and knows you knows what you need to hear for today. Proverbs chapter 7. Stick close to my instruction, my son, and follow all my advice. If you do what I say, you will live well. Guard your life with my revelation truth, for my teaching is as precious as your eyesight. Treasure my instructions and cherish them with your heart. Say to wisdom, I love you, and understanding, you're my sweetheart. May the two of you protect me, and may we never be apart. For they will keep you from the adulteress, with her smooth words meant to seduce your heart. Looking out the window of my house one day, I noticed among the mindless crowd a simple, naive young man who was about to go astray. There he was, walking down the street. Then he turned the corner, going on his way, hurrying to the house of the harlot, the woman he had planned to meet. There he was in the twilight as darkness fell, convinced no one was watching as he entered the black shadows of hell. That's when their rendezvous began. A woman of the night appeared, dressed to kill the strength of any man. She was decked out as a harlot, pursuing her amorous plan. Her voice was seductive, rebellious, and boisterous as she wandered far from what's right. Her type can be found soliciting on street corners on just about any night. She wrapped her arms around the senseless young man and held him tight. She enticed him with kisses that seemed so right. Then, with insolence, she whispered in his ear, "Come with me. It'll be all right. I've got everything we need for a feast. I'll cook you a wonderful dinner, so here I am. I'm all yours. You're the very one I've looked for, the one I knew I wanted from the moment I saw you. That's why I've come out here tonight, so I can meet a man just like you. I've spread my canopy bed with coverings, lovely multicolored Egyptian linens, ready for you to lie down on. I've sprinkled the sheets with intoxicating perfume made from myrrh, aloes, and sweet cinnamon. Come, let's get comfortable and take pleasure in each other and make love all night. There's no one home, for my husband's away on business. He left home loaded with money to spend, so don't worry. He won't be back until another month's end." He was swayed by her sophistication, enticed by her longing embrace. She led him down the wayward path, right into sin and disgrace. Quickly he went astray, with no clue where he was truly headed, taken like a dumb ox alongside the butcher. She was like a venomous snake coiled to strike, so she set her fangs into him. He's like a man about to be executed with an arrow right through his heart, like a bird that flies into the net unaware of what's about to happen. So listen to me, you young men. You'd better take my words seriously. Control your sexual urges and guard your hearts against lust. Don't let your passions get out of hand, and don't lock your eyes onto a beautiful woman. Why would you want to even get close to temptation and seduction? To have an affair with her? She has pierced the souls of multitudes of men. Many mighty ones have fallen and have been brought down by her. If you're looking for the road to hell, just go looking for her house. The Power of Proverbs is not just about hearing God's word, but applying his word to our lives. If you're interested in exploring today's word and going deeper, higher, and wider, so that you can understand how to apply it to your life, then tap into our Take 10 podcast for insights for increasing the kingdom of heaven in your life. And remember, wisdom works if you work it. To learn more about our sponsors, go to our website, thefathersheartforyou.com. That's the Father's Heart in lowercase with a number 4 and a capital U.com.